bedrock exposures and crater wall. This mid-latitude crater appears well-preserved, with the clear ejecta blanket and well-defined rim. Bedrock exposures are visible near the top of the rim. Studying this site can yield information about the underlying terrain within this region. Additionally, high-rise images show small-scale features formed through modification and degradation processes. For example, few meter-wide cracks that run perpendicular to the slope are likely formed through slumping and periglacial processes. Gullies and flow features are also likely to be found along the crater wall. Possible shallow channels starting at the bedrock exposures are visible and along the rim.